would not find me changed from him they knew, only more sure of all I thought was true.
Ghost House. I dwell in a lonely house I know that vanished many a summer ago, and left no trace but the cellar walls, and a cellar in which the daylight falls, and the purple-stemmed wild raspberries grow. O'er ruined fences the grapevines shield, the woods come back to the mowing field. The orchard tree has grown one copse of new wood and old where the woodpecker chops. The footpath down to the well is healed. I dwell with a strangely aching heart in that vanished abode there far apart, on that disused and forgotten road that has no dust bath now for the toad. Night comes, the black bats tumble and dart. The whippoorwill is coming to shout and hush and cluck and flutter about. I hear him begin far enough away, full many a time to say his say before he arrives to say it out. It is under the small, dim summer star. I know not who these mute folk are who share the unlit place with me. Those stones out under the low-limbed tree doubtless bear names that the mosses mar. They are tireless folk, but slow and sad, though two, close-keeping, are lass and lad, with none among them that ever sings, and yet, in view of how many things, as sweet companions as might be had.
My November guest, my sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Her pleasure will not let me stay. She talks, and I am fain to list. She's glad the birds are gone away. She's glad her simple worsted gray is silver now with clinging mist. The desolate, deserted trees, the faded earth, the heavy sky, the beauties she so truly sees, she thinks I have no eye for these, and vexes me for reason why. Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare November days before the coming of the snow, but it were vain to tell her so, and they are better for her praise.
Love and a question. A stranger came to the door at eve, and he spoke the bridegroom fair. He bore a green-white stick in his hand, and for all burden, care. He asked with the eyes more than the lips for a shelter for the night, and he turned and looked at the road afar, without a window light. The bridegroom came forth into the porch with, "Let us look at the sky, and question what of the night to be, stranger, you and I." The woodbine leaves littered the yard, the woodbine berries were blue. Autumn, yes, winter was in the wind. Stranger, I wish I knew. Within, the bride in the dusk alone, bent over the open fire, her face rose red with the glowing coal and the thought of the heart's desire. The bridegroom looked at the weary road, yet saw but her within, and wished her heart in a case of gold and pinned with a silver pin. The bridegroom thought it little to give a dole of bread, a purse, a heartfelt prayer for the poor of God, or for the rich, a curse. But whether or not a man was asked to mar the love of two by harboring woe in the bridal house, the bridegroom wished he knew.
A late walk. When I go up through the mowing field, the headless aftermath, smooth laid like thatch with the heavy dew half closes the garden path. And when I come to the garden ground, the whirr of sober birds up from the tangle of withered weeds is sadder than any words.